Chapter 22. David's Preparations for the Temple. Then David said, "This is the house of Yahweh God, and this is the altar of burnt offering for Israel." David gave orders to gather together the foreigners who were in the land of Israel, and he set masons to cut worked stones to build the house of God. David prepared iron in abundance for the nails, for the doors of the gates, and for the couplings, and brass in abundance without weight, and cedar trees without number. For the Sidonians and they of Tyre brought cedar trees in abundance to David. David said, "Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be built for Yahweh must be exceedingly magnificent, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore make preparation for it." So David prepared abundantly before his death. Solomon anointed to build the temple. Then he called for Solomon his son and commanded him to build a house for Yahweh, the God of Israel. David said to Solomon his son, "As for me, it was in my heart to build a house to the name of Yahweh, my God. But the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 'You have shed blood abundantly and have made great wars. You shall not build a house to my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest. I will give him rest from all his enemies all around, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, may Yahweh be with you and prosper you, and build the house of Yahweh your God, as he has spoken concerning you. May Yahweh give you discretion and understanding, and put you in charge of Israel, that so you may keep the law of Yahweh your God. Then you will prosper, if you observe to do the statutes and the ordinances which Yahweh gave Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed. Now, behold, in my affliction I have prepared for the house of Yahweh 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, and brass and iron without weight, for it is in abundance. I have also prepared timber and stone, and you may add to them. There are also workmen with you in abundance, cutters and workers of stone and timber, and all kinds of men who are skillful in every kind of work. Of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, there is no number. Arise and be doing, and may Yahweh be with you." David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, "Isn't Yahweh your God with you? Hasn't he given you rest on every side? For he has delivered the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before Yahweh and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek after Yahweh your God. Arise, therefore, and build the sanctuary of Yahweh God, to bring the ark of the covenant of Yahweh and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of Yahweh."